All right. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Getting a little bit of a late start, but that's okay. And we're just going to gather here first before we go off to the picnic, because it's always important to put the Lord first. We're going to sing some songs, worship God for a little while, and we're going to have a short study. It shouldn't take too long, but it is important to study the Word of God, so we're going to do that also. But before we do anything this morning, we do need to pray, so I'm going to do that right now. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this opportunity to come before Thee. We thank Thee for this blessed day. We ask, God, that Thy presence would be here and throughout everything we do, even at the park also. We ask for Thy Spirit to be upon us. We ask, O God, that Thou hast blessed this gathering, bless this time of fellowship, we pray. And we ask, O God, that Thy perfect will would be done. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. All right, we're going to sing a few songs. And I think a good one to start off with would be number 185 in the hymnal, "He Keeps Me Singing." Actually, it's 85, I believe. 85, not 185. That's a good one, too. 85. Whisper sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting beneath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials roll across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wake my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, Praise the Lord. And He does put a song in our hearts. I'm so thankful to know that. Praise the Lord. Why don't we go to number 278 and sing, I Know Whom I Have Believed. Thing to have that assurance. Praise the Lord. Why don't we sing number 173, When We All Get to Heaven. will sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Praise the Lord. To God, and we're looking forward to that day so very much. It's going to be a joy unlike anything we've ever experienced before. What we're going to do now is get into the Word. I wasn't really sure what I was going to speak about today, but yesterday evening it all just sort of came to me. So we are going to call this message today, Seek Ye the Lord. And we're going to start in Psalm 63. Of course, before I read even one verse this morning, I want to pray because we do need the Lord's help. Father in heaven, we come before Thee in prayer this morning, seeking Thy guidance and Thy direction as we study Thy Word. We ask, O God, that Thou wouldst be with us every step of the way. We ask, O God, that Thou wouldst open our eyes and give us the understanding we need as we study Thy Holy Scriptures. We ask, O God, for Thy blessing to be upon us, for Thy anointing to be here, for Thy Holy Ghost to be upon each and every one of us. And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. All right. Well, in Psalm 63, this is actually a very beautiful psalm, and we know that the book of Psalms is actually, you could consider it, a song book. These are all songs that we see in the Psalms. A lot of them were written by David, and some were written by others. In fact, there's even one that was written by Moses, but it's a book of songs. We don't know how the melodies went, but we do know that these are very wonderful songs, especially this 63rd psalm. In verse 1 it tells us, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And you know, this is not speaking about a physical thirst for water, but it's speaking in a spiritual sense. And it's for someone seeking God and His Spirit. And we all need to do that. We all need to seek the Lord. It's the most important thing we can do. Seek the Lord. We all need the Lord in our lives. And it's important that we seek Him. But not only seek Him, but seek Him first. He should be the first and foremost things in our life each and every day. And we see here that this Psalm of David, he's crying out to God, expressing how he seeks the Lord, how he wants more of the Lord, how he wants to know the Lord better, how he wants that thirst to be quenched, a thirst that can only be quenched by the Lord Jesus. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. His loving kindness is better than this life itself. And you know, we're going to get to experience that firsthand in his presence someday when we get to heaven. And I guarantee you, that'll be better than anything we've ever experienced down here. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. You know, there's a lot of trouble in this world, but yet we can have joy in the Spirit of God. He gives us a joy unspeakable and full of glory, a joy that's so rich and real, you can't even really describe it with words. That's why the Scriptures tell us it's a joy unspeakable. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, and of course that's a good thing to do as you're falling asleep at night, to just think about the Lord, maybe pray, maybe fall asleep reading the Scriptures. That's a wonderful way to fall asleep, thinking about the Lord, and he should be the first thing we're thinking about when we wake up in the morning too. As he said early on in his psalm, early will I seek thee, and we need to do that also. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. You know, we can't live for God half-hearted. We have to follow hard after him. We have to seek him with our whole hearts. Not just halfway. That's not going to cut it. That's not going to do the job. But we need to seek him earnestly. Verse 9, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, and they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. And of course we know that those who do evil, they will be brought into judgment one fine day. That God is going to take care of all of that. And having just read this Psalm 63, let's go to another portion of Scripture that fits beautifully with that Psalm, Isaiah 55. As you might recall, in the 63rd Psalm, David talked about how he thirsted for the Lord. And here, in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah 55, it starts out on a very positive note, you could say. In verse 1 it tells us, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. And what it's referring to there, by wine and milk, it's not referring to literal wine and milk. That's a metaphor for the good things of God, for his Spirit, for that living water that can quench our thirst. And we get that from the Lord Jesus. In fact, this chapter, Isaiah 55, is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And Jesus did that. He made an everlasting covenant, and it's still lasting today. Even 2,000 years later, that covenant is still enforced to his people, and that includes us today. Praise the Lord. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Who's that talking about there? The Lord Jesus. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. And that, too, is talking about the Lord Jesus. He gathered us from all the nations of the world, His remnant, and now we are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. And folks, we have an opportunity to do that today. As long as we're breathing, as long as we have breath, as long as our heart is beating, we have an opportunity to seek the Lord. But there's a time coming when it will be too late. So we need to seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? Amen. That despite the mistakes of our past, if we truly repent, if we truly forsake that way and all the unrighteousness, God will abundantly pardon. That's a promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, we are so far beneath God, our thoughts don't even come close to comparing to the thoughts of God and the understanding that He has. In fact, He knows everything, and we know so very little in comparison to Him. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Everything God sets out to do will be done. There's no stopping it. God will do what He will do, and He can do whatever He wants because He is God, and His word will not return void. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. You see, there's great joy when you serve the Lord. When you're following Jesus, we have great joy. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And that covenant that He established still stands today, and we have an opportunity to seek the Lord, as we should every day. It should be the desire of our hearts to get to know Him better and better each and every day. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to be starting with the 25th verse. And we're going to see in these verses just how important it is to seek the Lord. Not just once a week, not just on Sunday, but each and every day. In the 25th verse of chapter 6 of Matthew, it tells us, therefore I say unto you, now this is Jesus speaking here, and this is very sound advice, something we should take to heart. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? So Jesus is telling us here we don't need to worry about those things. And in fact, if we did worry about them, and sometimes we tend to do that, being human beings, as part of human nature, but it doesn't do any good. Worrying doesn't change anything. It doesn't solve anything. But I'll tell you what, prayer changes things. Verse 26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? In other words, Jesus is pointing out the futility of worry. It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't change anything. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? God does provide for our needs if we just put our trust in Him and have faith in Him that He will do it. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Now, isn't it wonderful to know that God knows exactly what we need? Praise the Lord. But this is an important, crucial verse, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek God first. Seek Him early. Seek Him always. Seek Him every day. Always put God first in your life. And if you do that, He'll take care of the rest of your needs. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We see how crucial, how important it is for us to seek God, and not just seek God, but to seek Him first. He is the most important thing in our lives. And I'd like to go to one final place, one short portion of Scripture in closing, Hebrews chapter 11. Of course, this is the faith chapter, and this chapter tells about many of the Old Testament people, some of which we've read about very recently in the book of Genesis, and it describes their great faith. But we're not going to go through the entire chapter this morning. There's one verse that I really want to zero in on, but we do need to get a jumping start, or a running start at it, so I'm going to start with verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And that's one of the first things we need to understand as Christians, that God created this universe, that God made this world. And of course we know that in this time we live in, that's not a very popular belief anymore. In fact, the majority of the people in this country no longer believe that. They claim to be Christians, a lot of them. In fact, about 70% of the American people claim to be Christians, yet there is a great deal of them who do not believe that God created the universe and this world. They don't believe it. And that is a very important cornerstone of our faith. A belief that, yes, it was God who created this world. Not of things which appear, but of things He made it. He called it into existence through the power of His word. He created it from nothing. We know that. We understand that. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Praise the Lord, that's wonderful. Enoch was such a righteous man that he never died. He was just taken by God, translated into his kingdom. And you know, He's going to do the same thing for us. The Scriptures tell us we are translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. We're translated. When we leave this earth, when we pass from this body, we don't die. We're translated. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That's how you please God. Yeah. You must diligently seek Him.
Yeah.
Not a half-hearted seeking, but a diligent one. Seek Him with your whole heart. Seek Him every day. Let Him be the first thing you think about in the morning, and the last thing you think about when you go to sleep. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And we must remember to always seek God first. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So seek ye the Lord. I'm going to close with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy Scriptures. We thank Thee for Thy Holy Word. We thank Thee for Thy admonishments. For we know that we must seek thee to receive thy reward, to receive thy blessing, to receive that blessed hope. And we ask, O God, that thou wouldst give us the strength to be mindful of thee always, to seek thee with a whole heart, to never forget thee, but to seek thee early, to seek thee every day, and to seek thee first. We ask, O God, that thou wouldst be with us throughout the rest of this day. Bless this gathering, bless the gathering at the park also, we pray. And we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. We're going to sing a chorus in closing, and we do have maps available if you need to know how to get to the park. We're going to sing number 18 in the chorus book, There's a Flag Flown High. Number 18. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the king is in residence there. So wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole in the sky, let the whole world know that the king is in residence there. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the king is in residence there. So wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. Wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know that the king is in residence there. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the king is in residence there. So wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. Wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know that the king is in residence there. Praise the